Thank you. I'd like to start by acknowledging the Mississauga First Nations whose land we're on here today. The people who are cleaning these buildings all around here have absolutely no stake in the policies of the G20. So the reason that we're here today is to show that there is a grassroots, there is absolutely a community resistance that is defiant, that is going to confront this fence, because this fence does not only represent the militarization of Toronto, but it's something that represents the ways in which people are divided on a daily basis, in which some people are exploited at a greater pace for the benefit of others. So as no one is illegal, we're absolutely challenging the legitimacy of this fence and the legitimacy of the Canadian border every single day. So after the G20 is gone, we're going to continue to take action against the security apparatus that finds itself in Toronto, in Vancouver, in Montreal, in every major urban city that is finding itself fortified with CCTV cameras, armed police officers, goons on every single street corner telling people that they don't have a right to take to the streets and they don't have a right to challenge the policies of the G20. So I'd encourage you to absolutely come and learn from people what the issues actually are and why people are resisting.
For the last 8 months, we've gathered in this city to build community power. We are creating a convergence of ideas, hopes, anger, and rage to talk about real grassroots solutions. And in the face of our work, in the face of our everyday organizing in immigrant communities, in poor communities, with women and queer and trans folk, with Indigenous people, in the face of that, we've been put behind these fences. These fences represent the everyday borders. These apartheid walls, these checkpoints signify for 3 days in Toronto what millions around the world face every day. And what is important to note that in spite of these fences, in spite of the billion-dollar fences, we've had 4 days of amazing, exciting, powerful, transformative demonstrations in the city, and they're going to continue. And the purpose of us gathering today here is to show that this fence does not scare us. These borders will not divide us. Our communities are stronger, our communities are more powerful than any billion-dollar security apparatus. We have our own weapons. We have weapons of hope. We have weapons of solidarity. We have weapons of unity, and they will overcome these fences. Any other questions?
So who's gonna try and take down the fence?
You guys should. You know, there was a journalist who threw a shoe at George Bush. I thought that was an amazing step for journalism. I mean, it's not about protesters. I mean, I've been talking to journalists who don't like this, who feel the psychological fear as well. I mean, why does it have to be a question you ask of us? You should ask it of yourselves. Like, we should all be doing that. I mean, there are communities in the world where this would come down. This wouldn't even be thought of. So, you know, let's make Toronto the good something else and do it together. Jaggi Singh, JAGGISING.
No borders, no fences, no borders, no fences, no borders, no fences, no borders.